Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. What are you doing over there, buddy?
End of that song will make you drunk.
I love it. Drunk on Bush.
I feel like Dumbo when he drinks the juice.
Good analogy, buddy. I like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it is the Plan B Morning Show. And, folks, we got to get to it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. You know, you're spending time this holiday season putting up Christmas lights. Have a Bud Light. Treat yourself. You're watching some football action. Treat yourself. Bud Distributing, right, making sure that your fridge is stocked up. Hey, Bud. All right. Hit us with it.
All right, man. Let's kick it off with pro football. It actually happened. We all got a Wednesday afternoon football
Wednesday
game.
Wednesday
we
afternoon deserved yesterday. Football.
Wednesday mid-afternoon football.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Steelers and the Ravens finally played yesterday. If you'll remember, the game was originally scheduled for Thanksgiving Day, but kept getting pushed back by the old corona. Steelers ended up winning 19-14.
Dude.
Because there was so many of any of us working from home nowadays, we were able to watch it. It was a close game, man. I watched the very end of it. I forgot about it. I'm like, oh my God, it's like 6:15. And I'm like, I think they might still be playing. So I turn it on. Sure enough, there's like 3 minutes left. And the Ravens came down with a second string quarterback, scored, made it, 19-14, I think? Yeah, made it 19-14.
Yep.
It came down to a play where Roethlisberger just kind of like shot-putted the ball up into the air, and one of his guys came down with it for a first down to win the game.
Dude.
Which could have easily have been intercepted.
Yeah.
I mean, he dropped the ball in, but he didn't. I mean, it was in traffic for sure. It was a risky throw. And, I mean, I'm telling you, the Ravens were like a play away from beating the Steelers. So the Steelers, what are they? They're undefeated. Is it
undefeated. 11-0. What 11. The hell?
I was way off there.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So, yeah, congratulations to the Steelers. I you know, if they weren't good, man, because we the whole time we're like, are they that good? Are they that good? Are they that good?
This season's so hard to tell. I know, but are they really that good? I mean, come on now. Is it really, or has it been kind of dumb luck throughout this year? What was their record last year?
Not sure what the record was last year. So this is the kind of good they are right now. If you're a fan of the Steelers, you're really excited. And yes, they have won every single game. They've won it legitimately. But I don't think if you're Steelers fans, you're going into the playoffs like, dude, we got the Super. We got this.
No way.
I think every game you're still kind of butt clenched a little bit. You know, like, but you guys are winning. You're winning. That's all that matters. 11-0.
I don't think. Honestly, I think it's going to be one of those seasons. Well, either they'll lose a game, yet maybe they go undefeated. I don't know. The way it's been going, though, they've had to push games and move this and everything like that.
Right.
So does that mean that their game that would be this Sunday, has that been moved? Or are they going to have to play Sunday?
I think they play Sunday. I don't think that matters as long as everything works out.
As long as it all works out. They've had some very close games. Honestly, all of their games have been close. Looking at this, 26-16, 26-21, 28-21, 38-29. They beat the Browns 38-7, 27-24, 28-24, 24-19. That was against the Cowboys. I think that there's not quite the excitement that should be. And then also, too, look, dude, they play the Browns twice. They play the Bengals twice. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, yeah. You know, I mean, you're not wrong. I guess one thing you could say is they finish.
Yeah.
They finish games.
They do. And I don't want to sit here as an armchair quarterback and say that they're not doing a great job, but I think that 11-0 is kind of
biased.
It's kind of a gimme 11-0 looking at some of the opponents they've had, especially, again, the fact that in their conference, the Browns and the Bengals are both.
Yet again, you can't contradict what you said before. Any given Sunday.
Of course. It doesn't matter. And any team can win
at this
point.
No gimmies in the NFL. That's for sure. Right. So you can't say gimmies.
Here's my final conclusion on the Steelers season. They may possibly go undefeated, but they will lose the first game of the playoffs if that's the case. I'm going to say that. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, I mean, if you put the Steelers up against Mahomes, that's a question.
Well, they still got the Bills. They got to play the Bills yet this year. They got to play the Colts yet this year. Both really good teams.
Dude, the Bills are sneaky good.
Dude, sneaky good.
Nobody's talking about the Bills, guys.
No.
You know what everybody's talking about? How terrible New England is.
Yeah.
How bad the Patriots are doing. Then in that division, they're not shedding any light on the Bills, though. They're a sneaky good team, dude. And if nobody starts talking about them, they're gonna come from behind, win the damn Super Bowl. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They're sneaky good.
And that's definitely a team. And I almost rather would be under the radar. I really would. I really would, because then you don't have that big target on your back. People come in, we're like, oh, okay, yeah. Now, obviously, these pros in the NFL are paying attention. Right. It's not like us just not looking at. So you got coaches and staff that are doing scouting and everything like that. But, I think they'll surprise a lot of people this year. They already have, you know.
So, well, you know, all right. You know what? I got a few more stories, but I'm going to save them for next hour. Because I got some conversation behind those. But before we leave, as of now, your Super Bowl prediction.
Right now, me.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And it can't be biased. You know, you like certain teams.
Here's the thing.
Here's it is. You have $1,000 of your own money down on the Super Bowl prediction right now.
God dang it. I got to put money behind the Chiefs. I think they'll be there. I really do.
Me too.
I really do think the Chiefs are going to be there.
I agree with you on that.
They could be surprised in the playoffs. And again, the Chiefs, I think my dad put it perfectly. It's the Super Bowl hangover. And we see a lot of teams have this. You have this amazing season. You win the Super Bowl. You come back, and there's almost something a little bit different. And I do think the Chiefs are suffering a wee bit from that. They're still playing great football, but it hasn't been the same ferocity.
I mean, they're not smashing.
No, exactly.
Like they,
you know, and I think maybe
they're
still
smashing people, but
there's some weaknesses that people have been able to key in on. The very few that are on the Chiefs team because they've seen a full season, they've seen a full look at them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think the Chiefs are going to be in there. I honestly, buddy, if I had to put another team, I don't know at this point. I really don't. The best I can do right now is the Chiefs will probably be there. They probably will be.
I think we can both agree on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chiefs and I don't know.
I'd love to see Chiefs Packers. I think that'd be effing awesome.
I want to say other teams though, but I'm not sure who the Chiefs play up until the Super Bowl. You know, I'm not a good divisional guy.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. So. Yeah.
Well, hell, I've forgotten about teams like the Bengals. It's like, oh, they're still playing. Know. Got it. Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So let's just chalk it up. I think we can both kind of put money down on the Chiefs.
For sure.
As of right now.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a break. We got more sports to talk about next hour. Stick around. It's the Plan B Morning Show.
Rock. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Danger Zone. Rocket Hunter. Danger zone. Danger zone.
Don't ruin Kenny Loggins, man. It's just too good. It's too good to sing over.
Man, danger zone. Anyway, it's 7:24. Folks, we got to get to it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light for the holidays. You know, you got family coming over, have some Bud Light. You got a big game coming up, have some Bud Light. You're just hanging around the house, putting up Christmas lights,
Bud Light.
You got it.
Boom.
Responsibly, of course. Mm-hmm. All right,
let's kick it off, man. Pro football. I got two stories here I'm going to talk about, and then I'm going to ask you a question after the two, all right?
You got it.
It actually happened, my friends. We got a Wednesday afternoon football. The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens finally played yesterday. If you remember, the game was originally scheduled for Thanksgiving Day, but it kept getting pushed back because of the O'Caroni. Mm-hmm. Steelers ended up winning last night, 19-14, because so many of us were working from home. We got to watch it. It was kind of cool. Kind of like a midday football.
Midday football.
It did. It came down to it. The Ravens scored. Few minutes left. The Steelers basically just had to run the clock out, and it was. It was like a third and, I don't know, seven maybe? A third and seven. Roethlisberger just kind of tossed one up. It was like, I'm pretty sure this is what he said when he threw the football. Jackpot!
No whammies.
Remember the jackpot? What was it called? 500?
Oh, 500, yeah. Oh, yeah.
300.
Man. Yeah.
200. Jackpot. He basically threw a jackpot up in the air, nice. And the Steelers caught it, won the game. So there you go. Here's another story, and then I want to compare the two. Okay. LeBron James believes his championship Lakers good enough to win more titles, and he just made sure that he'll be around to help make that happen. King James signed a 2-year contract extension worth $85 million.
Jesus.
$85 million. That'll keep the 35-year-old with the team through the 2022-23 season. Amazingly, this contract extension puts him in position to possibly play in the NBA with his son, Bronny, who is currently a sophomore in high school, graduating 2023.
Mm-hmm,
it's kind of crazy, man.
Yeah.
To play with your son. So here's my question. All right. Lakers won the championship this year, right? Everybody's kind of like, it's the coronavirus year. It doesn't really count. You know, players were out, players were in, this and that. Same thing with football, right? Some players are in, some players are out. The Steelers had to push their game back twice to a Wednesday afternoon. It's weird. We can all chalk it up as being weird.
Yeah.
In comparison to sport, though, do you think it's easier to win a championship in basketball than it is in football?
Absolutely.
With what's going on right now?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I think
if you lose a football player, say a very important person, all right, like a quarterback,
yep.
You still have a backup quarterback that can whip the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you lose LeBron James to coronavirus, it's not like you have a backup LeBron.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. What do you think? Is it harder to win a championship in basketball now or football?
It's way harder to win in football. Way harder in football.
I think so, too.
It's basketball. All the guys are pretty much elite. Not saying that not all the guys in the NFL are, but when it comes to a team sport and the shortness of the season, there's no a season shorter than an NFL season. Nothing. Right. Is there anything shorter than that other than the college season? No. The NFL season in professional sports is the shortest one. You have the shortest amount of time to get to the – or games, anyways. Baseball, what, you play 150-some-odd games? Basketball, you play a ton of games? Even in the finals, you have best of seven or best of five. So you have chances. You can lose one. Football is one and done in the playoffs, all right?
Done.
And also, too, that's even if you make the playoffs. Now, I know in basketball, it's the same thing. You only have so many teams make it. Baseball, same thing. No, football is by far the hard. The NFL Super Bowl is the hardest achievement to get to in sports.
There you go.
I'll say that.
On 12/23/2020, it is set. It has been determined. Football's the hardest. It is.
Golf might be up there. Maybe to win the Masters, I will say that is.
Golf's
but
tough, dude.
But also, that's one person, though. That's what I look at it, too, is that it's only on you, though. So, you know, I don't know. I think football, there's so many factors because, Brady could throw the perfect pass. Rodgers could throw the perfect pass in the game to win it all, and the guy could drop it. It's like, okay, well, everyone did everything else right, but it was one thing. Now, golf, you know, it's just on one guy. So, I don't know. That's my
tough. Yeah. We can do a whole show on it. I'm telling you.
It's the only sport where, well, you know, as far as full contact goes, baseball, you're not getting tackled by a, 250-pound linebacker that runs a 4.440, so.
What about motocross? You have to throw motocross.
Motocross is tough. It is. But, I don't know, on the same stage, though, they say physically demanding motocross is the toughest one, but then it's one guy, though. It's one guy,
It's a good question. Yeah. It's a fun question to bring up once in a while. If you guys want to get loud and argue around a table with a bunch of drunk people, that's the question right there.
Yeah.
Got one last story here because this is important. This is important to our listeners. I know you toothless wonders out there love NASCAR. Daytona 500. Still scheduled for February 14th.
Wow.
The race officials announced that it will be held with the limited fans in the stands rule. The Speedway holds more than 101,000 spectators. We'll see how many people are going to pile into the old Daytona 500 next year. But, hey, it's happening. Who cares it's happening?
Depending on what happens with the vaccine and if we're allowed to do that, I don't see why it's a big deal if we have fans or not in the stands for NASCAR. We don't need it. We don't need it.
You know?
Right?
People love going, though. People love it.
I know they do, but suck it up. You can watch it on TV, you know?
You don't get the sounds and the smells,
Here's the thing, though. No one watches it that close when they're there. Every person I've seen at a race, myself included, is hammered drunk. You watch the first 10, the middle 10, and the last 10, all right? That's all you need. People are there just to drink and have awesome stadium food and everything like that. They're not watching every single lap, all right? Anybody says difference, an effing liar.
That's why they want to go to the stadium, Brock, because then if they're at home, they got to sit there with the wife.
Well, it's cheaper to drink at home, all right? Yeah.
So there you go. I wanted to end it on a good note. Daytona 500 is still happening. So
all right, there you go.
This morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.